Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. I can't believe it. Episode 109 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is November 12th. Tuesday, November 12th. I'm all out of sorts. God damn it. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
The return of Sammy Stats. Sammy Stats is here.
What's good, everybody?
The return of intern Jose, best unpaid intern in the whole world.
How's it going, everybody?
Guys, I'm Marcos, and again, we are the Bare Minimum. We are the Bare Minimum Podcast. We're on Facebook, the Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter, at the Bare Minimum. I think that's about it. Guys, we got a lot to get into. But first and foremost, as you can tell, I'm not good. How the hell are we doing?
Yeah, not great. I mean, outside of sports, just fine, I guess. Sam, anything?
Outside of sports, we're moving along. Life. Mm-hmm. Life is solid.
Really? Because it's dark at 5. Yeah, it's dark at 4:30.
Okay, why bother me as much? But I know people, like, that bothers a lot of people. I don't know why.
It's not my favorite thing.
Just getting through it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm having a good day.
Okay.
Yeah, life's pretty good.
Let's hear more about that.
Yeah, intern Jose, where the hell you been?
Yeah, I've been, you know, just enjoying football.
Yeah?
Enjoying sports, traveling. Sunny day today.
How's Vegas?
Yeah.
Vegas is terrible.
Oh.
For you?
Lost a lot of money. A lot of money. And I go back next week. So.
Doing what?
Tell me when.
Slots.
Oh, geez. Why?
No.
That much.
Right here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to, my bosses are very fancy, so we went to some fancy hotels that have very high minimums.
On the slots?
Yeah, still on the slots. The denominations are higher. So it was 10 spins and I'm down. $50.
I got a coworker who does the same thing. I'm just like, man, let's go. Show me the cheap ones.
Yep.
Show me where I go if I'm down on my luck. That's where I'd prefer to be.
I know the spots.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas.
Oh, dude. It's awesome.
I want to go. Like, I want
2.5 days. 2.5 days, you're good.
Fuck that. Five days.
No.
Every trip I take there is 5 days, so I know that is too many days.
You go for work.
We have to do something every night.
Yeah, but
it's too many days.
No. I think you can do it right and still have a fucking blast.
But you're the type to like actually leave the strip and do outdoors things.
I'm gonna go see Hoover Dam.
Yeah. I'm gonna go climb the mountains.
I don't really think Hoover Dam or go to the dam's not worth it. It's too fucking far. I didn't. I've never been. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Not a fan of dams?
See it when you fly in every time.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I went, I did get off strip. I actually think Fremont Street's the worst part. Don't go to
so much.
Strip's
fun.
Cool one time, like you know, go into all the hotels, look at them all, like they're fucking great. You can't do anything there. They're too goddamn expensive.
It's true.
There's this one place off right around the corner from the Flamingo. They have $2 beers and $5 Patron shots.
Stage door, dude. I fucking love Stage Door.
Stage Door's the best.
Who are you guys?
Stage Door is fucking incredible. It's like attached to a liquor store.
And there's a nice Italian restaurant right fucking sketchy. Because it is.
Oh, it is. It's the only place near the strip that actually has a bouncer. I don't know why. There's no security.
Well, Caesars has SWAT members up top, every crevice of their building. Yeah, so yeah, just
you can stage find them. Stage door doesn't them, dude. Stage door doesn't. You could go to the pinball Hall of Fame. That's cool. You could just play every pinball ever created for a quarter.
That's crazy.
Ton of fun.
I might have talked about this on a podcast last fall. About this time a year ago, another podcast you were on. On an episode, sorry.
Yeah, I did sell.
Sam's doing another appearance.
I'm not on the circuit. I'm not making the rounds.
Who's paying you?
Who's paying you? No, at this exact time last year, I was at a big show in Vegas, and same time as F1 and everything, which was cool, but it Caesars. When you brought up Caesars and the SWAT teams, if you are going to have a cardiac event.
Have it there?
No.
Oh.
Just don't.
Don't have it there.
SWAT, huge presence. EMTs?
None.
I don't know where they're at. Lady was dead in the bathroom. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my coworkers, we're all like, hey, let's hit the bathroom before we go to a different casino. Guys, girls, guys come out. We're like, where are they? The girls come out and they're like, we need help. someone's dead on the floor. Don't have a cardiac event in Caesars.
Was it a coworker?
No. Our coworkers just found a lady in there, and nobody was helping her.
Chaos.
Dude, it was insane.
So, Vegas, baby.
So the day's not sad. So we're not sad.
There's
think about it, forget it.
Sorry, we're down right now, so.
It's so dumb.
Who's got a good story?
There's a casino on Fremont that's got dollar blackjack and $5 roulette.
That's good.
That's my speed.
That's really
good. I put $40 down and I was there for 5 hours.
That's what I would do.
I didn't leave the table for 5 hours.
That's Jake the dream.
$55.
I made no money. I just broke even. I was like, this is great.
That's the dream. $40 was the price of admission.
Yeah. Double down. Here's another dollar, sir.
Don't spend it all in one place, Sonny.
You're getting free. No. You're getting free drinks, which is basically $1 a drink because you got a tip.
Awesome.
So here's a chip for one beer. Thank you. You can smoke at the table. I chain smoked for.
Yeah, dude. You on vacation just become this different person. Vacation, Jake is
an animal,
an absolute animal.
It's a great time.
Less buttons.
If I get rich, I'll be dead in a month.
Take this from me. I can't have this.
Put it in a trust.
God damn it.
So, seeing as how our offense plays like a 1993 Chicago Bears offense, I'm going to give you guys another 1993 statement. Are you guys watching the Tyson fight this weekend?
Maybe.
I won't pay for it.
It's on Netflix. You already do. Is it pay-per-view on top of the Netflix subscription?
No clue.
I know it's on Netflix.
Let's find out.
The research department here is thin.
They did a paywall for something recently, didn't they? I feel like they had a live event.
So if it is free, I mean, or paid, are you going to watch it?
If it's free, I'm going to watch this.
If you have to pay for it.
I'll watch it like I watch Bulls
legally.
Games.
Gotcha.
Nah, yeah.
I'm calling the
cops.
It was
Joe Rogan special.
And it was a paywall, right?
I think so, right?
I feel like it was. It was a comedy special because it wasn't the roast. The roast was just live, right?
Yeah.
Or had a premiere date or something.
It says live on Netflix.
It wasn't live. It was a premiere.
This is what it says.
Live on Netflix, November 15th, 8 p.m. I mean, I'm all down to watch. I hope Tyson kills him. That's what I'm watching for. I hope he.
There's got to be an agreement and an NDA, and there's no way it can be real, right? Tyson will kill him.
I think so.
He's getting better.
Tyson or Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
I know that.
But he's
also seen him.
What? How old is Tyson? 60 something?
He's like 50. He's in his late 50s, right?
I saw those videos, dude.
Maybe
he of what him punch
the training shit. The training regimen or whatever.
So sick.
They are not sped up either.
I also believe that if this fight, he's 58 years old.
Mm. How many rounds?
I think they're fighting like 7 or 8 rounds or something like that. It's not
a lot at 58.
If you,
it's a lot of
that's a lot of 58.
Like, sure, the clips are crazy, but it's not. He's not watching 16, it for
10 minutes, 18 second
flurries. Yeah, that's it.
Like, dude, if this fight, Mike has to end the fight in 3 rounds.
Yeah,
because if not,
or he'll get tired.
He'll get tired.
You're probably right. He's gonna Jake Paul's gotta be floating for the first 3 rounds.
Or
to tire him out.
Mike's not even gonna run around. He might just stand there and then say, come here, motherfucker. He won't move. He's just gonna punch him.
What if Mike backs into the corner?
He just bites him
in the corner and he's like,
just a nasty counter hook. Just, yeah, I'm gonna watch this. These are one of these dumb sports spectacles that you don't know why you watch, but I'm gonna watch this.
Every fight I watch from him, I just get sad afterwards. Like Nate Robinson, when he got rocked and knocked out, I was so sad that night. Like,
that was
Nate
sad.
Was a folk hero, and he got starched,
sad.
Dude. It was bad.
He turned into Plank from Ed and Eddie, dude.
It was bad, dude. Who else has he fought?
No paywall, by the way. Existing users.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Have access.
Well, the last actual boxer he fought, he lost, and he hasn't fought a boxer since. I don't know.
What was the Tommy Fury thing?
Tommy Fury.
Yeah. That's what it was.
He's fought Tyron Woodley, knocked him out, I think, twice. Or they had a split decision. I feel like he's knocked out other, he beat
Non-boxers.
Anderson Silva, right?
Yeah. I think he did.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
You
but
see,
still.
Dumb shit like this, just to watch. It's a crossover episode.
Ben Askren?
Yeah.
It is a crossover episode.
Just
Butterball.
That Ben Askren one was bad, too.
This is so bad. That guy. He's the Brandon Knight of combat sports. Just the worst knockouts, man.
Forever, the Jorge Masvidal knee is just one of the most incredible.
Tattooed in my head.
Walking up with his hands behind his back.
Flying knee.
Sad day.
Everybody just going, it's over?
Guys, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. Let's do it.
We got off track. Did you have like some 1993?
I was saying because the offense is bad, like it's 1993. Oh, I'll give you a 1993 statement.
Tyson.
Yeah, gotcha. It's poor, but it's okay. It's an effort.
Oh, I thought it was good.
It's an effort.
Okay.
Tried really
hard. Sorry to bring that back up. I'll cut that.
No, you won't.
No, don't cut it.
Hey. Next year you were supposed to get paid. You might not get paid now this year.
Probably off the table.
Off the table.
Signs the checks.
Guys, I say we rip the Band-Aid off. No voicemails this week. If you're looking to leave a voicemail, you can always send an audio file to the boys, thebareminimum@gmail.com. Also, send it to one of the socials. Send it directly. Send it to us. We love hearing from you guys. Again, thebareminimum@gmail.com. Guys, we'll do a little recap, and we won't really go into too much of the game because we obviously all saw what happened.
What game?
Exactly. Bears lose to the Patriots 19-3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bears lose to the Patriots 19-3. Big breaking news today. I can't believe it was today and not yesterday. I can't believe that it was just this person and not more. Shane Waldron, I believe they said he's been relieved of his duties. So Shane Waldron's been fired.
This is a step. This isn't something we normally do. Unless the FBI is like raiding our headquarters. Like looking for the guy,
know.
we don't really like usher out personnel mid-season.
What Eberflus has had 8 new people. I mean, we've had a new coordinator every like 2 years.
I was just speaking to the time, like it's mid-season.
That's coaches. We fire coordinators all the time.
I don't know if it's been a lot of mid-season, though. We've taken away play-calling responsibilities.
Yeah.
We do that little dance.
I mean, it's like a kiss of death anyways.
It's like, hey, you get another 2 weeks to figure out where you're going to live.
The Mike McCarthy special.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Take play-calling away from him, then they give it back to him like 4 weeks later.
Yeah, it's a flow
repeat
chart.
Repeat the cycle. Yep.
Yeah, it's a flow chart. Yeah.
It just, I can't believe we're here again. Right, you've got 3 weeks in a row now of just completely enough. Like, you thought you've seen bad Chicago Bears offenses. This stretch post London game, like these three games were some of the worst offensive games we've seen in like our lifetimes. Not kidding. I can't believe this. I can't believe we're here again.
I can and I can't. I can and I can't.
I didn't expect it to happen so fast.
There it is. That's where I'm at. Guys, like, I can and I can't.
We're talking about 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took Shane Waldron 10 games to lose his job. Mm-hmm. And remember the whole spectacle that was, like, the OC hiring process. They were going to bring in multiple people. We interviewed Kingsbury twice, and we flew out to L.A. to go meet with him again. And, I mean, you went through a whole diligent process because Kevin Warren's involved now because we're different. We're doing it this way. Extensive research, meetings, more meetings. And you landed on a guy that kept his job for 10 weeks. This goes to the top.
I mean, we say that all the time.
But like,
it's just so the truth though. I mean, this organization just stinks. Like, we're just broken records. We do this every 6 years.
He has a glass in his hand
right now.
Just, like, I'm fucking done.
It's just what it is.
That's football.
Give me a real divorced dad vibe right now. Just,
is it the vest?
No, it's everything.
Oh, it's the cup with the little opening. It's the
It's the, you know what? It is what it is, man.
I mean, so
This is now another.
This is what I believe. This is 8 either firings or resignations
under
Matt Eberflus's staff in the last 14 months.
It's a good run, quick run.
You know the age-old Taylor Swift joke, where it's like there's a lot of songs about people being the problem.
Yep.
Well,
Maybe it's you.
We've tried a lot of different suitors for Mr. Eberflus at this point. That look inward that he's talking about, the evaluation process.
I'm so tired of that shit.
Oh, yeah. I was keeping track.
Gotta find the whys.
Oh, yeah. He actually snuck one of those in there.
I just watched the same remade episode over and over again.
Did you hear that snuck into, like, the press conference? Like, he threw in a whys comment at one point. He's like, yeah, whys. You know, we're trying to find out why. You know, we're looking for why. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No, not again. Here we are.
He has a career in middle management after the NFL.
And he'll succeed there.
Yeah, he'll be great.
Really good.
Yeah, he's going to be, I see him as a defensive assistant or in baseball, it's the bench coach. What do they call it in the NFL?
You're the assistant head coach even, like, or not head coach, but you could be like.
Or something like a. But it's a bullshit title.
I mean,
is what it is.
He's never going to get a head coach job again. No. Like at this point, because we said it last week, like teams are clamoring to hire next big OC.
Your record's too bad.
Not
you can
next
have that bad of
guys,
a record and
your,
get another job.
Your record is so bad. 14-29. You talk 14-29. The guy's 0-18 on Sundays. Locker room issues. This is your third.
He's 0-18 on Sunday.
I forgot that part.
Winning a lot of Mondays.
Sorry. 0-18 on the road on Sundays. That from
the
Hartman
only away
week.
Games
we're playing,
we won.
It's like
been on Thursdays.
I thought we played a lot of prime time.
Play a lot of Sunday
That's
games.
Insane.
Yep.
I thought we played a lot of prime time, but
Thursdays and
much.
Mondays. Thursdays and Mondays away, he's won three times.
That's like the White Sox that didn't win on, what, Tuesday up until the end of the year?
Yeah. That was Monday.
A Monday.
It was a bizarre stat.
Guys, like, he's been in charge for already, like, a franchise record 14-game losing streak, not to mention the 8 staff firings that he's had under his watch. Not to mention that you've had...
HR violations.
How many of those...
That's on him too. You brought those people in, and not to mention, by the way, like he's blown I think 6 games with a 95% win percentage at one point that your team had.
That's the icing on the cake. That's what I was going to throw in there is that you look at those losses, and those are egregious.
Oh, and I think it's so. When I say it goes to the top, like it goes. Like, we got to start having the conversation about, like, not just Ryan Poles. We have to have the conversation about Kevin Warren. Yeah, we have to have the conversation about the McCaskies. Like, we know that they're not going to sell the team. Don't sit here and, like, that's never going to work. That's wasted breath. We've talked about it before. But, like, why do things different? Like, Kevin Warren is here? Like, what do you do here? It's an office space
thing. He's working on a stadium.
What is it exactly that you do?
But he's not doing a great job at
not
even doing.
Not great. And Ryan Poles.
I haven't seen a rendering in months.
Guys, like we talk about Ryan Poles, like what for as many great things as he's done, like offensive line depth, poor. You've swung and missed on a couple, like, and I get it, we're happy that he took the swing, but like hey, I mean, you can Javi Baez swings. And he misses a lot.
Oh, no.
Big cuts.
Daddy hacks only.
So I'm not saying I'm out on Ryan Poles yet, but I'm closer to being upset with him and like really questioning like have I been like completely duped here? I feel real duped. I don't know about you guys. I feel real duped here.
You know what? There's an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Frank says you're either the duper or the dupee. I'm a duper. You are dupees.
Well, yep.
We're the dupees, guys.
And we've been dupees our entire lives.
Dupees.
But you guys knew this last year. I mean, not the Ryan Poles stuff, but like Eberflus was bad last year. A lot of these egregious losses that you guys talked about happened last year well, too. And I'm not trying to make a joke, but like...
No, you're right.
He gets a haircut and like... whole aura changes, but
it's a little bit more than that.
I understand, but you know, this isn't the first time I feel like the Bears have done this as well too. Didn't you guys get Justin Fields, keep who was the head coach at that time?
Nagy,
and he could have been fired the year before, right?
You did the same thing.
Same thing.
You did the same thing with Mitch and John Fox.
Yeah.
You drafted Mitch, you gave him to John Fox, who didn't want him. John Fox is fired. You hire Matt Nagy and give him Mitch, who Matt Nagy didn't want. And then you fire. No,
you draft Justin.
You draft Justin. Give him to Matt. Give him to Matt. Fire Matt. Give him to Floos.
Draft Caleb.
And we're, guys, we're here.
Man, it's organizational failure. You know how we always like joked like, oh, the Bears could have had Patrick Mahomes, and then everybody's like, oh, we would have ruined him. I officially convinced
we
would have ruined him.
Yeah,
it would not be the same guy.
Oh yeah, like don't talk to me about the people that are the C.J. Stroud trade. Like,
nope,
oh,
wouldn't have mattered.
You could have had C.J. Stroud last year. What? You think C.J. Stroud looks like C.J. Stroud does with the Texans, with a B on his head? You're fucking crazy.
Jaden Daniels on this team is on the bench already. Like, we already killed him.
Tyson Bagent is starting.
Yep.
Don't get me started.
Organizational failure. They suck. They suck.
Well, and
it's bad.
Yeah. The issue
doesn't matter
is,
who you put there.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it is cyclical.
So I was talking to Lee about it.
Oh.
The issue here.
Football expert.
Big football expert.
Yep.
The issue that we're having here is that, like, are we just rearranging the
chairs on the Titanic?
On the Titanic? Are we making dinner plans on a crashing airplane right now? Like, what are we doing here? Like, the whole giving play calling duties to Thomas Brown because he's done it before. Like, remember that Thomas Brown, who was named like the new OC, he was the passing game coordinator, so he was still around here. He was the OC/passing game coordinator, I believe, in Carolina last year.
Oh, that's good.
And people were not happy, obviously. Like,
that's good.
Bryce Young benched.
Succeeded, clearly.
Under his watch.
Yeah.
It's just brutal. It's brutal and nothing changes here. Like, we know what's going to happen at the end of the year because you know what this team is at this point. You've seen them play eight games. You know that this team is not that good.
Dog shit.
And you're probably going to lose a lot of games because the time to win was these last 9 weeks.
Yep.
And now at this point, lay in your bed. And I hope everybody feels this these next few weeks. Like, I hope everybody feels like this Sunday, when you go up against those people up north that you fucking hate.
Easy over there.
And you hate them because you're jealous.
We are.
We hate them because we're jealous.
Let's
call it what it is.
Yep.
You hate them because you wish you were them. You had the success that they had. They're coming to town. You think 31 other teams this week aren't laughing their asses off at the absolute fucking dumpster fire that is the Chicago Bears?
Dude, the vibes at Packers practice this week have to be like immaculate. Come They're on. Just like, we gonna fuck them up.
Come on, dude.
Bye the week. Confidence. God damn it.
Thinking bye it's week. Oh.
Hold, please.
Sorry about that.
Nope.
Yeah, it starts at the top, right? Like, you look at Matt LaFleur's leadership at head coach, and I'm not trying to suck his dick, but Packers roster hasn't been ideal after Aaron Rodgers left, right? And to go in there with Jordan Love, and you had a GM that made a tough decision and moved away from a legend in Green Bay, you have to have a player, a GM like that makes those necessary decisions, and you have to have a ownership. I know the Packers are a little bit different. That supports your GM in making these type of decisions.
It's a board, right?
It's a board, yeah. But like when you think
technically, the Bears is two.
Yeah,
technically the Bears is
a
board.
Yeah, George McCaskey
too.
Is chairman of the board.
Sorry for to interject.
They're a nice
no, but like
that shows just how shitty we are.
Yeah, and when you see the Packers make these moves, you're a little upset. Sometimes you may disagree with them, but you at the end of the day, you put their trust in them because they've been correct time and time again. If the Bears were to do something at this point, if I'm you guys. I'm suspicious as hell. I'm going to be a skeptic. And it almost feels like that type feeling also is something that also like the ownership feels as well too. How the hell have they not like given polls or not or maybe even Warren the green light or to get rid of some of these figures in Bears in the franchise? Like I have no I know polls has done some really good things, but you know you go for Keenan Allen. And look what Darnell Mooney is doing right now in Atlanta. You've invested so much money in linebackers, and I think they're fantastic players, but it's not a premium position. Your biggest signing this year was Swift, right?
Yeah.
Which is a running back, which is one of the least valuable positions. And your
him and Keenan, they were both
Signed. And
Keenan was traded for.
we acquired as
correct.
Contract.
Yes, you're right. Thank you.
And oh, also, you guys added Beard, right?
Byard,
sorry.
Yeah, we that was a signing. Yeah.
So like you make a lot of like deals in these, but like your premium position, especially when we're trying to invest in protecting your what the most like promising player the Bears franchise has had in what decades?
A center tackles
something, and there's nothing there. And I think now this week I've heard a lot of criticism towards Ryan Poles, and I think it's warranted. Like you really need to look at everybody in this organization. And even to this day, how the fuck is Eberflus still keeping his job? And I'll tell you what, the fact that they did this today, you mentioned, this should have been done yesterday. If he was fired yesterday, then the whole narrative of Bears players wanting a leadership, trying to move away from what's-his-name, from Caleb Williams to start Bajent, probably doesn't start. You don't have Adam Schefter saying that there's a chance that they're going to bench Caleb Williams instead of like removing Shane Waldron. It isn't a one or the other. If you remove Shane Waldron, you don't start that narrative at all. It's those little things that allow this type of turmoil and cancer to happen within this team that just doesn't make any sense. Any other franchise, bar maybe Carolina, like they're making these necessary cuts. And I just have no idea how the McCaskies are just comfortable with this.
Well, and it could be, which is like, it makes me want to vomit. It could be money. Could be money.
Like they can't afford the better coaches?
Oh, they either can't afford the better coaches they don't want to pay the money for a coach that's not going to be in the position anymore. Like, it could all go back to money.
Because they got Eberflus for another 3 years after this one. He signed a four-year deal.
Yeah, we could not be going.
So if you cut him, you still have to pay him. That's guaranteed money.
Yeah, we could not be going to Arlington Heights because of money. Because you don't.
Yeah, because they don't want taxpayer or the state doesn't want to give tax money.
Yeah,
and that's all they want.
It could all be money. Yeah,
and the Bears might not have the money to go and spend on a whole 360 acre.
No, they don't. That's why they were looking at private equity.
It's
yeah,
because, they don't have the money
because as soon as Virginia and if, dies, they won't be able to afford the estate tax.
They don't have the money, and if they did, they would do it. If they, what was I going to say? I don't know. Move on. Anyways,
it's just that's how this
could be money.
That's how this organization, like Jose says, that's how we operate. Like we operate just ass backwards, like not willing to make the tough decisions, not willing to part ways. Like if we all see it, I say it all the time. If we all see it, like everybody, like we know what needs to be done because 31 other teams operate this way. You see what other teams tolerate. Like ineptitude should not be tolerated. And it's almost rewarded here. Like, because you follow along, like, what is Matt Eberflus just like the biggest kiss ass? They again, is it a Ryan Pace thing? Is it a he talks well, handsome guy? We really like him. He's a great family man. Like, we might be expecting different things out of the Bears than what the McCaskey family is expecting.
So, have you heard the side of things? I heard this with all everything going on. I heard this goes all the way back. So, obviously, George Halas, right? He was the coach. It was his team. Owns the team, and he's the coach, right? Full control. The McCaskies, you know, no longer coaching, but full control. And there's this vibe of the coach can't be bigger than them. Because, like, they are the Bears, right? And so it wasn't an issue all the way back when. And so it was kind of the reason, like, yes, Ditka teams were kind of underperforming or 500 when he got fired. But he was too big, too much of an alpha, too much of a personality within the Bears organization, within this market, to where they're like, you know what, that's not how we do things here. It's our team. And they've constantly steered clear of coaches that would be alphas and come in and run the shit because they're not yes men and they're not the kiss ass that you were alluding to, right?
Well, and that's why you think that, like, you think Harbaugh is coming here?
No.
You think
they can't control him?
You think Vrabel's coming here?
They can't control him.
You think Belichick's coming here? You think any of these guys? I know we don't want Bill anyways, but I'm just saying, like, you think we're going somebody like that? You know what probably happens? Probably hire Thomas Brown as your head coach.
I was going to put it at about a 50% shot.
If Thomas Brown somehow fixes the offense these last seven games and steadies the ship, somebody from within, we found our guy. The offense clearly was better. And though in typical front office, like Chicago Bears fashion, like we made some big changes towards the end of the season and things were really good. Check. Okay.
We lost audio. Yeah,
that was crazy. things are really good. Like that's the hell we live in.
Literally the bare minimum. I mean, how do we get is it nothing?
I mean, I know the answer. I was going to say I want to know how George still has his job, but I mean it's just that's just nepotism at its finest.
Mm-hmm. And they're profitable.
Right.
George has his job because they are profitable. Why? Because we do our part. We buy the merch, we buy the tickets, we watch you on the stupid fucking HBO show.
Dude, I was at the game on Sunday. It was sold out. There wasn't an empty seat in the house.
We show up. We do our part. And year after year after year.
There were a lot of Patriots fans.
This is what we get.
Do you
Patriots fans that bought tickets from the season ticket holder that has that ticket. We do our part. And I am so tired of being let down by this fucking small business ran family that just laugh at us all the time.
Question.
Answer.
If the Bears were in a small market, what happens? If this franchise, as it exists today, if they were in a small market, do they survive?
Well, I mean, I think they do because
of profit sharing. That's it.
Because David Tepper survived. Because Dan Snyder, for as long as he was there,
survived.
But he
had his money before he bought the team.
Well, I think that's almost everybody.
Except the McCaskies.
Yeah, the Bears are legacy owners. It's the same as the White Sox. I mean, they're just legacy owners at this point. They were
genetic lottery winners.
Yeah, exactly. They were handed the team.
So if you move the Bears to Tallahassee,
which
what happens?
I don't know why they still hold on to it. Because if your only money is this, you could be fucking loaded.
Loaded.
It's never been worth more.
$7 billion.
Well, that's assuming, yeah, if you own your own stadium, fine. You think the money's not going to print itself? Like owning your own gig in Arlington? Like it's all these just things.
Sell it. If this is your only income is the Bears and doing this for the paycheck, just sell the fucking team to a rich guy that just wants to own a team.
And they're still all set for life.
Yeah, they still have money elsewhere.
7% every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to take every Chicagoan yelling at you every fucking Sunday. You don't have to listen to it. You just ride
sit
off.
Sit on a beach.
Yeah.
Golf. Or George, go. Coach or
Virginia can still come to the games.
Girls youth lacrosse.
We'll give her a booth. We'll wheel her in.
Slide. I think slide from the suites.
And then we'll sarcophagus.
And then we'll fly her up.
Yeah. We'll bury her at the stadium.
I imagine we fly her back up to the suite like a fucking Pink concert. Just like
she's on the zip line. You know, zip line. You know how they like make statues of people and stuff? We'll just put her in it.
Yeah.
Build it around her.
Encase her in it.
Yeah.
So we did a live mummification. Sick.
Oh, she's still breathing?
Still breathing. Oh, shit. Two things I wanted to get into real quick that Jose kind of mentioned. The Caleb Williams, possibly like veterans were looking for a possible change at quarterback and like benching Caleb and having Bajent play. Like, dog, if that's real, that's not good. If it's veterans.
Where'd that come from, DJ Moore?
Well, that's the issue, dude. That's my biggest fear in the whole world. If that came from DJ Moore, who goes? Like,
DJ goes.
What do you mean?
We're past the deadline.
Well, no, he can't go. You just locked him up. You're not going to eat all that dead money and guarantees. Like,
and trade him.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. You're still eating that guarantee. You can't trade him. You have to. If that came from DJ, you have to find a way to like find whatever the issue is. You guys need to figure this out.
Someone once told me when two like cats or dogs don't like each other, you just put them in a garage. They'll be fine in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I honestly don't. It's chaos over there. It's everything is on fire. You could have Like Schefter has so many people's contacts. He could have gotten that literally from anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously got it from someone within the organization, but were they like trying to make a play by saying that? It probably came from Bajan. He's like, they're
secret Bajan.
Secret Bajan, man. Planting his own seed to get his own start. They're like, oh, wait. Someone read it. They're like, man, Eberflus ready. He's like, damn, that might be a good idea. What if I start Bajan? And then everybody's like, no. He's like, oh. Or, okay, another idea.
Okay.
Eberflus said that to him media. He's like, hey, I'm thinking about starting Bajan. You know, send that out. You know, let me get – he's taking a poll. He's like, how do people feel if I started Bajan?
And then it's a focus group.
It's a focus group. And then the world lit on fire. And he's like, okay, that's not the greatest idea in the world.
Shit. I mean, it's totally –
he's like, what if I fired Waldron? Yeah, do it. Okay, I'm firing Waldron.
That player-controlled football league, we should just do that for the franchise for the rest of the year. And it's just like we vote on everything.
On every play.
That live. Every play.
It's like Madden.
Every coaching decision. Like, does Eberflus keep his job? And it's at like a 51% or something. And you just see, oh.
I mean, it just basically like, it comes down to, oh, God damn it. I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just with that. I mean, to hone it in, because we are all over the place in misery right now. Like, scale of 1 to 10, I think we're all pretty bottomed out here, other than the fact that we're pretty sure Caleb has a high ceiling. Like, that's about where we're at. But, like, is this the darkest we've been?
There were some dark days.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's not, like, so on a positive note, it's not as dark as it's been, right? It's shitty.
I would agree that.
It's shitty.
I don't think it's as low as we've been.
Matt Nagy.
I could go lower.
Well, after this weekend, I think the issue is that you guys have seen this and you know what happens next with this franchise, right? Like,
yeah, I'm comfortable.
Marcos described it.
Yeah, like, there's
it's a nice pattern.
There's nothing that's going to happen. And
once is
at least not this year.
I'm a wreck.
I'm a
wreck right now.
You have three beautiful children.
I love them. Love them. And quickly, their Bears record, their Bears fandom record is dipping below. No, it's below 500.
Well, close.
This is not good.
Is it worse than yours? Like all time?
I bet.
It probably is. Probably is.
No, theirs has got to be.
The Lovie Smith Bears are good.
They're only one game under 500. My kids are only one game under 500. No.
You're not above 500, though.
No shot. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, oh.
So they're closer. We're going to find out. They're closer to 500 than I am.
We're going to find out.
What about Enzo?
No, that's true.
Enzo's not off to a good start. Enzo's not off to
my poor boy. See, we do our part. Even Enzo, I've got Enzo in here. He's got his shirt. We're ready to go.
Every
touchdown.
Sunday.
Come on, man.
Oh, TJ learned touchdown.
See?
This past Sunday.
Touchdown.
He goes, it doesn't sound a whole lot like touchdown, but it's close.
Except not us Da-da! In three. Not us in three games.
Yeah, he hasn't seen one. Has
no,
he?
No.
Yeah, hasn't seen a touchdown.
No passing touchdowns.
No.
That's true. No passing touchdowns.
Not an offensive touchdown in nine quarters. No, or is it eight quarters?
No passing touchdown in 12.
I'm not gonna paint Lobby. I'm not gonna paint you a rosy picture here. All right, we'll put a bow on our Bears misery here, guys. Things are bad right now. Sure, things might not be as bad as they've been before, but like, doesn't that say something about this shit organization that we are free falling and we're like, oh, it could be worse.
Could be worse.
We're literally nose down. Like,
it's also a very Midwest attitude. Is it could be worse?
Could be worse.
We could also stand on our porches and watch tornadoes.
It could be worse.
Could be worse.
Yeah. Well, I think in this next stretch of games, it's gonna get worse. So, like,
no bump.
Oh, buckle up.
Not even a little bump.
Oh boy.
Like a little pop.
For what do you mean?
New OC. Just a little pop.
No.
Just a little.
Bears are scoring a touchdown first drive. Watch. Bet it.
Mm-hmm. We were 11-5 in 1990.
We haven't scored a first drive for touchdown all year. Right now.
This is the game.
This is the one.
This is the game. Change of leadership or change of play calling.
Little pop.
They come out first drive.
Saints.
He's 6-for-7, 60 yards, touchdown.
Little pop.
Everybody gets excited, and then
they got a new head coach.
And then they
though,
regress.
And he crapped in the toilet.
That was
Tony
great.
Dungy had a big problem with
the Rizzler.
That.
The Rizzler is great.
Did anybody see that?
Tony Dungy
had
a
big problem with that.
Sometimes.
He's like, that's not your office. You don't use that toilet. They're like, he's the interim head coach. He's like, not the coach.
That's crazy.
It's like, that's not your office.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so if we subtract that, we are
92.
Okay. What do you think?
Ooh.
0.450.
0.412.
Price is right.
Like
0.464.
I was gonna say 0.45. Yeah, that's.
And we are 247 and 293.
Hey, it's gonna get worse
in my lifetime,
guys. You will not be a favorite. We will not be a favorite in any game the rest of the season. And you've got a fucking gauntlet. The wins you should have had, like the winnable games are gone. Like at this point.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
You're this.
You could do Seattle.
Buckle up, friends. Buckle up. If you guys like the first 2.5 years of this Sad Boy podcast, buckle up.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have some fun. We live here.
That was only the 2014. It's worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It didn't sound right.
No, you need to add. Oh. I'll have it by the end of the podcast.
Perfect.
But it stopped at 2014 and probably for good reason.
Guys, anything else on the Bears you want to get into right now? We'll do a little look ahead. I mean, you guys really want to get into the Patriots game at all? It was bad.
I was there. A lot of booze.
Tell us about that.
Fun. I mean, it's always fun. It's good. You know, it's a bitch to get there. It's a bitch to get out of there. Once you're there, it's good. It's a ton of walking. I did tell Amy, I'm like, okay, it like we're gonna walk, you know, like there's a ton of walking up, ton of walking down, ton of walking across the city. When I was like looking up parking, I'm like, I got one like a mile and a half away. She's like, is there anything closer? I'm like, yeah, it's like $120 though. I was like, we're walking. And it's also only 1.2 miles away instead of 1.5. So watching the game,
you're something else.
There are so many Patriots fans. Ton of booze.
It's basically a whole day of booze, right? A
lot of booze.
That's the only way to get through.
I mean, it opened with the first drive had booze.
First drive had booze.
First
I thought
drive
you were
had,
saying
they went
3-0-Z-E.
Booze. A lot of booze too.
You need it for all the booze. Bars.
First drive 3-and-out. It was bad. Had fun. Bad game.
You're not painting a good. It's not a good
but
day.
But you had fun.
I had fun. Bad game.
Midwest, dude, could have been worse.
Could have been worse. It could have been raining. Could have been worse.
Kind of a bad time. But it was fun.
Could have been worse.
Gust of wind could have swooped by, picked us all up at the stadium, thrown
very
us in the
windy.
Lake.
Very windy.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
I was like looking into the wind the whole game. It was blowing at times like 30 miles an hour. And I'm staring at it.
Just tears.
Tears. They're like, are you crying? I'm like, it's the wind.
Windy City. on the lakefront.
Guys, anything else you want to get into?
Got a flyover. That was cool.
I have a hot take. Do you guys like going to games?
I do. It's
I don't
a
like
bitch,
it.
But I
like
one. One a season is good. And that's just, personally, I'm like one to feel it.
Yep.
One to be there. The atmosphere.
Get a taste.
But there's nothing like my couch.
I enjoy the game way more at home.
Same.
I don't want $18 beers. I don't want, especially like if you sit where we sit. With God.
Oh, no, I did have it right, by the way. They just weren't showing me all the years. 247 and 293.
If you like.
I saw someone pass out trying to get up to their
seat no way.
In Chicago.
It's steep.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's really steep.
That one half of the dome is so steep.
No shot.
There, I was looking up there. There's guys like standing along the wall at the top. I'm like, seems risky.
Yeah. You just intrusive thoughts.
It's like the steel workers when they're making a skyscraper.
It doesn't like go up to your shoulders. It like goes up. To,
same
like,
vibe
in New York City, like just hanging on. That's those guys.
Legs hanging out the stadium. And yep. No, I'm with Sam. I like going once a season to just like experience it, do the tailgate, do the thing. But like, I always tell myself, and it's on the walk back, the mile and a half walk back, especially if you've witnessed your favorite football team lose, the quiet, sad walk, fire flutes, like, then it's like, damn, this will be the only one I come to. This is why we don't come.
The when we were at the game, I was standing there, and I'm like, are you afraid of heights? She's like, no, not really. I was like, good, because we're sitting up there next time.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mike.
Are we going to that game still?
I mean, I have. Yeah, that you tell me. I'm going.
He has the ticks.
Yeah, but like, should we go is the question.
Yes.
For these idiots?
I'm not going to get my money back.
You sell them?
I don't think I'm going to get my money back.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a loss.
I'm operating at a loss.
But what's it worth? What's the mile and a half both ways to watch a 30-point Thursday night drubbing worth?
Gas money, you know, beer money.
Tailgate.
But when you're there, you can boo.
Tailgate. I'll put you outside your big-ass estate. You want to go tailgate? Go outside, pool.
Yeah, on these fairgrounds or wherever we're at right now.
I like living in misery. I'll be there.
I'll be there too. Guys, we move on. We'll do a little
my Santa Bears
Sammy hat. Stats. Question of the week. Of the week.
All right. Well, we've had a little discussion here of things that make us cringe or ill, like the Bears tend to do or seemingly always do to us at this point. What's some weird shit that makes you cringe?
Like, gives you, like, the ick?
Example being nails on a chalkboard, right? Gives you the eebie-jeebies.
Oh, I'm ice. I'm, like, ice crunching. I don't like, biting ice. The idea of biting an ice cube right now or, like...
So no snow cone?
No. Yeah. Like, that's why I don't like hard ice cream, because you kind of have to, like, bite into it. And, like, just that sensation, that sound, that feeling.
Not a Choco Taco fan?
See, but that's the thing. I fuck up a Choco Taco.
You just got to get it. You just got to reach in there.
You know what I do?
Survive that portion.
Yeah, that's yep. 100%. You just paint.
Just avoiding the freezer.
You just paint it exactly why, like, reaching into the freezer at any grocery store, like, oh, man.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude. It's just this, wow. Like, it just made, like, right now my skin is crawling. Thinking
sounds
about
and
that sensation.
Feels doesn't really do it for me. It's more like seeing, like, something cringy, like someone doing a TikTok in person. I'm like,
oh.
I thought you were going to say, like, blood or
kids. Yeah, no,
needles.
No.
This kid's on my Ring camera the other night.
Oh, dude. That's kind of funny.
It was funny.
Harmless. I mean, it could have been worse. They could have egged the shit out of your house or something.
Yeah, no, they're the goofy kids.
That they're just,
the
like,
I was like,
trolling you through your Ring doorbell.
Yeah, they were doing, like, Fortnite dances, like, in my Ring doorbell.
They just run up to the door, the Ring captures it. And
they just and do a coordinated dance, like, the two of them
That's
together.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, the world's healing, like, a little bit.
Yeah. Next level.
And it's so, because they're like, go, go, go.
And then the one kid was struggling to get down the stairs.
He's a big kid, dude. I know that game.
He's a big boy, but.
Do you guys ever see somebody that does, like, the Star Spangled Banner that you know they shouldn't be singing in front of, like, a crowd?
Yeah.
And it's just terrible.
Fergie. Yep.
Like Fergie, the amount of time, I know it's just Veterans Day recently, but like sometimes they'll have like armed, or not armed veterans, but like veterans go and like do the Star Spangled Banner and they just have no business singing in front of a crowd. Yeah, they're armed. And like so many times I've gone to a Cubs game and they're singing and like you have to stand and like act like it's not bad, but it's fucking bad, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And everybody claps.
The anthem on Sunday was good. Was that, were you there for the anthem? Mm-hmm. I remember it on TV for some reason.
And yeah, I don't really.
Flyover was cool.
Calling.
He was hammered.
You said flyover
Shake's
was cool.
Shake's not a fan.
The song. The flyover was cool. Honestly, when the anthem was happening, I kept just looking in the sky. I'm like, where the fuck plane at?
Love a good plane.
It was actually three big ass helicopters.
Oh, that's dope.
It was cool.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Jose, what's your ick? What's your cringe?
I think seeing people sing that are really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah,
tough one.
It's tough.
Kids singing.
So. Like when you go to a bar and they just happen to have karaoke night and you just have to listen to them just fucking murder like a Boys to Men song. It's the worst.
And the confidence.
Well, out here, especially like where we live out here in Kendall County, it's a lot of like if there's karaoke, it's like what's that Lady Gaga movie with Bradley Cooper?
Star Is Born.
Yeah, that one song where they both sing. It's always there's always
someone.
Song. It's always that one.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had that confidence. Though,
I just want to eat wings.
I wish they did it.
I just want to watch. I just want to watch basketball.
I was at a
please stop.
Shut the fuck up.
can you turn the game on?
Yeah, please? Yeah. Please switch the audio.
The Pac-12 is on.
It's Wednesday night. It's Maction, lady. Maction. It's Maction, lady.
Oh, this week, it's the blackout game at NIU. Mm. Wednesday night Maction.
Maction.
Go Dawgs.
We should bet NIU. Mm.
Can't bet on IU.
Not legally.
Fuck, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Bovada.
Well,
wait.
I think I still got credits.
You can bet them when you're in Vegas for us. Because you're not in the state.
But it's tomorrow, right?
He's already home.
Wednesday. Well, tomorrow Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah. Today is Tuesday. That's right.
Yeah. But if anybody wants an Illini bet, let me know. Final Four.
when are you going back to Vegas?
Yeah.
When?
Monday.
Ooh. Monday.
That could be fun.
Are you going to be there for F1 then?
Be curious what the line
is. Yeah,
I
think I'm going to extend my stay. Dude, yeah. Tickets are so cheap right now. It's like for race day, it's $250, $300.
Wait, you're going to the show?
Are you ISSA? Going to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk later. Okay.
Nice, guys. anything else on Sammy Stats question of the week?
Year. Okay. I was there too.
All right, guys. We move on. We do a little
That's
look ahead.
Dumb.
We look ahead. Bears welcome the last motherfuckers in the whole world I wanted to see this week. All right. We welcome the Green Bay Packers to the lakefront. Bears open up as 6-point dogs, home dogs, plus 220 on the money line. Total is 41. 1-800 gambler. Gamble responsibly. Come on, man. You know what you're going to see.
Are you even
Sunday.
Excited? Does this excite you?
Yeah, it does.
What was the line today again? Because it was six and a half.
Six. Yeah, it's six.
It's moved?
Yeah. It,
little pop?
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask you guys?
A little OC pop?
You guys don't feel a little bit of optimism with the new play calling?
It's not enough.
Little OC pop?
Okay. Because like, if this was me, like whenever Mike McCarthy had that removed from him, I was like, oh, fuck, it's going to happen this time, you know? And I feel like teams always come out pretty energetic, maybe the first half or the first game.
You watch this team?
No.
Have you seen this team?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be a route.
Yeah,
but
it's not going to be good.
It's going to be a route at
If it
home.
Were nine, if it were 9 points.
I think the Bears' first half is
I'd consider it.
How far does the alternate line go before you bet Bears?
9.5.
Oh. 9.5, right? I think nine and a half is probably
so.
Good.
9.5.
Look, Jordan
like
Love's going to give you a couple balls.
Guys, if we're talking route, like we're talking a 14-point, like I'm probably – I think the Bears lose by like two touchdowns.
Because even if you guys are up three scores in the three possessions in the fourth and Malik Willis is in, he can score again.
Guys, this
He's proven he's capable.
This has the makings of a 31-10 final. This is a
– I could see that.
This is a shit-kicking –
Scored a touchdown though.
First drive. You want to play Jose's that the
two field goals and two safeties.
Yeah,
get fucked, Jake. You're no touchdown. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, score the first drive and then there's the optimism, and then get your ass back here. You know where you sit, and we just proceed to watch another Bears day.
Because Packers pass defense is pretty decent.
Pass defense pretty good, but also I feel like any defense is good against the Bears just because you can have that pass rush.
Yeah, any pressure. Just
like the Packers pass rush hasn't been great. We just traded Preston Smith too for a fucking seventh, which makes no sense to me. But
he has to be traded.
I know, but a seventh, man.
It's weird.
A seventh.
On a competitive team.
That's what happens when you ask to be traded.
Fuck
this
that,
is what
man.
You're worth.
Value goes down.
I feel like it's anybody can generate a pass rush against that offensive line, so it's just easier for the secondary. I don't know. I think when I saw that they finally fired Shane Waldron, I'm not going to lie, I got a little worried as a Packers fan. I'm always kind of nervous for Packers-Bears week because I don't want to see the Bears win.
Well, it's honestly more embarrassing for you.
I know. I have everything to lose.
You have everything to lose.
That's you guys are already
last week.
We have no will to fight left.
Yeah. And these are the games that you lose, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The Packers should fucking...
It should be a route.
Skull fuck the Bears, but...
We accept that.
I will
what happens.
Like, I will say I'm hoping that, like, Caleb goes out there and can silence some of, like, the naysayers from the week.
Show them something.
Show them something. Go out there and sure, like, I hope that Thomas Brown succeeds. Obviously, guys, we do a fucking podcast about these idiots. Like, we love the Bears. Like, I hope they succeed. Like, I hope Thomas Brown is a good OC. I hope this offense looks like they're clicking on Sunday. I don't know if they can do it.
You're in the majority.
I want to see Caleb do it. And you need to establish a run game. And it's tough to do when every one of your offensive linemen is dead. By the way, fuck Nate Davis.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the whole thing with
no.
him on Sunday?
No.
So Nate Davis going into Sunday, because we were so we're just depleted on the injury front there. Nate Davis was probably going to start for you or at least be a good depth piece that you needed. Not on the injury report all week last week.
Shows up with a back issue.
Wakes up Sunday morning with a back issue and he can't play. It's just like, dude, cut that guy.
Told to go home.
Yeah, like, just cut that guy at this point. Like, another swing, another miss, it happens. But, like, fuck that guy. I'm not sure how you do it against the Packers if you continue to look like you have all season. But if you find a way to prove me wrong, if you find a way to look like you can function and put together four quarters, we haven't seen you do it in three games, but why not now? How's the feel on offense for you guys? Is that offense kind of clicking? Is that
Jordan loves a gunslinger? I think he is
just throws.
He's
it.
Brett Favre.
The Favre comparisons have been cool.
It's insane. So like, I think the Bears could win this game. I'm not trying to give you guys like false hope either. It wouldn't surprise you if Jordan Love gives you a pick six. You guys score that first drive touchdown. That's 14 points right there.
I don't see the full path though.
That's a lot of points, guaranteed. You know, and I don't know.
You are overestimating.
It's the NFL.
And also, you guys have a good defense. Yeah. That defense is good.
It hasn't been because our offense can't stay on the field long enough to give them a normal amount of time on the field.
They just rebounded.
They've been on the field
too long.
Scored
less than 21 points.
But if these possessions start at like the 25-yard line as opposed to the 35 or the 40-yard line that we've seen a lot with the recent Bears games, who's to say the Bears can't pull something off? Especially when you have a quarterback that has a tendency to turn the ball over. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Packers should win this game fairly easily, but there's a road here.
Nah, I'm being real with you, man. I think best case scenario, maybe it's a one possession game, and I mean 8 points. I mean, like that's like best case scenario that I see. That's the only road I can see that, like, even if you guys are shooting yourselves in the foot. I don't see it closer than a full possession.
If your names on paper play like we expect them to, I agree with Jose. Like, you could win this game if your DJ Moores and your Cole Kmets and your Keenan Allens, I'm doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
If they play like they should play, then yeah, in theory, you should be able to win this game because this team on paper should be able to hold its own against a lot of other teams. But back to what I said, if they play like they've played for the first 9 weeks, give or take a couple good quarters here or there, same old shit, different week.
To answer your question, the Packers' offense is getting healthy. They're fairly healthy, actually. Everybody's back.
Yeah.
So I think coming off a bye too, Green Bay should click.
We were
offensively.
I see it. We were complimenting the organization earlier because there's no denying that, right? The Packers organization. One thing that I noticed this year, and I'm sure you guys noticed it too, but Green Bay has turned over their entire wide receiver core the past 2 years, and they're all solid.
Yeah,
like these were all names you didn't know before 2 years ago, and somehow there's five of them. There's five of them, and they're all solid. And you're just like, what the fuck? We've got three and a bag of balls. Like, what's going on? Like, that is a good organization.
It's hard to pull that off, too, where you have wide receivers that aren't divas. And, like, Romeo Doubs had his episode.
As close as you get, right?
Yeah, he had his episode. And, like, this guy has no emotion. You saw him break down. Like, dude was, like, depressed and had, like, some really troubling thoughts, right? But the team galvanized around him. He comes out, has two touchdowns. That's the most, like, diva-ish shit you're going to see from the Packers on the offensive side.
That's
crazy. It's a blessing. Because, like, yeah. I'm not I know you guys talked about like who could have made that veteran report saying that they want a different quarterback. You hope it's not a DJ Moore. You hope it's not any like a Keenan Allen. But if it was, that's the type of things that don't happen in a good franchise.
Yep.
That's not happening with the Chiefs. That didn't happen under Bill Belichick until what, Antonio Brown got to town. So good franchises are able to avoid that. It's just you got to draft these guys. And I guess that's where the character actually does come into play when you do these interviews.
Yeah.
Jake, paint me a picture. Sunday, 4 o'clock, starting dinner, maybe making your third cocktail of the day, and your favorite football team won a football game. How'd we do it? We win if.
We win if. I'll leave the funny one to Sam, but it's your thing. It's your bit. You've been gone. I've been doing the bit.
I've been listening. I like him.
Thanks.
Because every time you start it, Marcos just goes, Sammy's dad.
That's my boy.
And I love them.
I think the Bears win if Jordan Love is just a complete mess. And the Bears are just picking everything off. I think that's really the only way is just accumulating so many turnovers that you're able to actually score points off of them. You have to get a turnover inside the 50 because that's the only way we seem to be able to get the ball into a scoring range. And that's if we don't take ourselves out of that range with multiple sacks. So I'm going to say limit the sacks, you know, maybe don't have 9 this game, and then turn the ball over on defense.
A lot.
Sam.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the wishbone offense? Yeah. That doesn't work anymore. So that's the only thing I think this team.
Can you inform me?
It's just a stupid for running formation that it's very antiquated. Mm. And I feel like this.
A lot of wings.
Spreading the ball out. You've got split backs.
A lot of shenanigans. Yeah,
a lot of wishbone.
A lot of this.
Yeah,
a lot of this.
Who's got the ball? You know, that sort of thing. I don't even think we could do that correctly. So if we win, if everybody on the team does HGH for the next like 4 days.
I don't think that's how that works.
Fast acting HGH.
Rapid release.
Somehow nobody
HGH
pisses
cool
hot.
Liquid gel.
Everyone just gets the T virus.
Right. So I've been thinking about that. Like if you really need a win, can you have like before the Super Bowl, the whole team does performance enhancing drugs. The entire team does the drugs. You smoke them, win the game, and you pop hot after the game. You're like, oh, I already won the game.
Yeah, they're not going to just come coked up.
What are they going to do? The whole team is gassed up. What are they going to do?
Just on amphetamines.
What
did Josh Gordon used to do?
Whole team does meth.
He'd smoke before games, right?
And then
Was it just get high?
Yeah, he would just get high.
Marshawn Lynch would do a shot of Hennessy
okay.
before the game and then one at halftime, too. Yeah. So,
maybe we should all do that.
You know what? I'm going to do the Marshawn Lynch. Do the Marshawn Lynch. I'll do it this weekend.
Do the Marshawn Lynch.
Just hop in a golf cart. Let it eat.
Guys, I think we win if. I think we win if you find a way to have like one of your wide receivers has 2 touchdowns. Like, ball's
don't
moving.
Don't bet it this week. Don't
ball's
do it
clicking.
To
I'm going
to
do it this week. I'm going to fucking do it.
Like, I rode with you too.
I did too.
Fucking
I mean, it, on paper looked great. No, on paper looked great.
Actually, no, I didn't because I was.
I changed one of the legs.
I think I changed 2 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, every leg hit except any of them. So.
You guys did a ride with him then.
Yeah, they didn't.
It was
ride
like
with
a.
Him.
It was like
it was a
five,
good idea.
It was like a 5 leg. He had like a 2 touchdown
Swift,
score in there.
Was it 2 receiving touchdowns from Swift?
No,
it
was the receiving
2
yards.
Anytime touchdowns.
2 anytime.
The all receiving yards were like 18 yards or something like that. I'm just saying. One Andrew Gamble.
I'm just letting you know it was not a good bet.
Oh.
Alternate.
The truth comes
out. Alternate minus 9.
I really thought we were going to smoke him, dude.
That's the one I did not include.
I took it the other way at like three.
I woke up with the biggest Bears heart on. I
you
said,
know what?
Why
it's not that bad.
Us?
It's the fucking Patriots.
It was the Patriots.
It's the Patriots, dude.
You
it's
should have the beat them.
That should have happened.
Patriots. You gotta just bet everything. You know what you guys need to do when I send you those?
Just bet the opposite.
The exact opposite. And you're rich.
Pats no, plus nine. Or Pats minus
aren't
nine.
Odds are great on the other. Well, actually, that's they would have been. They
would have
been
insane.
Okay.
Yeah. A six-leg stink.
Do you imagine Pats minus nine?
Oh, fuck.
I would say, you know there's like this poor schmuck that woke up in Boston like, it's going to fucking happen.
Minus
you know,
nine.
Fuck the fucking Pats minus nine.
Minus 14. Pats laying nine.
Bears score no touchdowns.
He's on a payphone.
Nine sacks.
Calling somebody.
Stevenson anytime touchdown.
Book it. Book it. Book it. And he's like, you're over your limit. You're over your limit. He's like, this is a winner.
They just remake that Adam Sandler movie. But it's
uncut.
Uncut gems.
Yeah, guys, it's hard to paint a picture of how we win. But if the Bears find a way to win, I'm sure we're going to feel a lot better next week. And we figure this mess out from here. Jose, with a little guest appearance, Packers win if?
If they just do everything right. If they show up, don't fuck up, don't have like three turnovers, they win this game.
Guys, we move on. We do a little sports minutes. We go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We start with the Chicago White Sox. Producer Jake.
I had nothing. Coach is doing like a city tour. They're showing content of it. None of it matters.
I love how they're giving him the city tour.
Yeah.
When he worked here. Like,
yeah,
literally a year and a half.
It's
two,
like, here's
two years
a
ago.
Deep dish pizza. Yeah. It's like, yeah, guys, I know.
Have you seen the bean?
So shiny.
We move on to the Chicago Cubs. Nothing really with the Chicago Cubs. Have we signed a free agent yet?
No. And then, what the fuck's that?
Stove's
catcher?
Hot.
Stove's hot.
Stove's hot.
Do you think the Dodgers, like GM, listened to this podcast?
Why?
Because, like, remember we were talking about how the Cubs are just going to be the Nippon Cubs, and then now they're just going to get every Japanese fucking superstar for the next decade.
It has nothing to do with like us? The fact that no, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're like the closest to Japan. That's a good team. I mean, I know that they could be Mariners, but
depends on the globe, because like they can go over the Arctic,
or they could go through,
and then it's like Seattle.
It's like technically planes fly.
It might be Minnesota.
Seattle would be the closest.
Yeah,
I believe.
But then it rains all the time.
And then you're a Mariner.
But yeah.
Ichiro.
And who else?
Really? Raul Ibanez.
You know, I have a feeling it really kind of comes down to if you have scouts in your organization that just like camp out in Japan. That's probably it. But I like the idea that maybe he listens.
Not much else on the Cubs, guys. We move on to the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake again.
Still can't watch them.
weekly
missing a lot of games. They're winning some games. It started off bad. They're winning some games, guys. If we really want to talk about something hockey,
we're down bad. We're so down bad.
Alexander Ovechkin is on a fucking tear right now. 10 goals in 14 games. It took him like 60 games last year to score that many goals. He is 31 away from tying the all-time record.
How old is he? Like 39, 40
maybe.
50.
They play pretty late, right?
Yeah, he's old. Like
42.
I wouldn't be shocked if he's in his 40s.
39. He's 39 years old. He's got 10 goals in 14 games.
If he gets to 50, he's definitely breaking that record, right?
50 years old.
It's one a season.
He gets five shifts a game.
Yeah, he could do it.
That's it.
So I'm just calling it, just throwing it out there just as a talking topic. I mean, I think he's definitely gonna do it this year. I mean, 31 more goals is definitely on the table, and it's gonna be, I think, a spectacle to watch once that record's actually broken. I mean, it's one of the all-time hardest records out there.
So points will never be touched, but goals.
Points.
Touchable.
Honestly, they thought goals would be untouchable. I think you could get to points. I think everybody thought goals would be untouchable until about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Damn.
That's just crazy to think, because guys are I thought guys played longer back then.
No, actually, that's the other fucked up part, is Wayne did it by the age of like 35.
Oh, my God.
He retired early.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
Anything else with the hockey talk? Then we move on to the Chicago Bulls. I still can't watch them. Also, it's frustrating.
Yep.
Bulls are frustrating. Have you watched much Bulls, Jose?
38.
I watched the little dots on like DraftKings.
Oh, you know? You're watching the dots?
I watched the dots. So Gamecast, that's what it's called. I watched the Gamecast. And then the following day, I'll just watch the YouTube highlights, the condensed game.
I was watching dots when we were betting heavy on darts, when the World Championship of Darts was going on.
I fucking love darts, dude.
Darts is so good. It's coming back in like 2 months.
It's an electric watch.
It's so much fun.
Get a nine darter.
That young fuck, what's his name? Like the 17-year-old that's just taking everybody to town.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I have no
clue.
I just watched.
It's so much. You guys gotta watch. It's so much fun.
Darts is the best. The commentators are incredible. The fans are incredible. They're all pissed drunk, in like costume. They just randomly will sing along to like nothing.
Yeah,
they're just all singing the same song.
Starts at 9:30 in the morning our time, so you just start a random Tuesday, just fucking gambling. It's good.
180.
Can you watch them on like cable?
On YouTube.
YouTube.
They'll stream it.
Wow.
It's much easier to watch them than the Chicago Bulls, guys. We move on. Oh, God. We do a little schmegments. We do a who can or cannot dog sit for you. Jake.
I don't know if I'm. Fuck it. Not dog sitting for me. Is the NBA playing game courts once again? I can't fucking see.
Oh, in-season tournament?
In-season tournament. What did I say?
Play-in tournament.
Play-in tournament. In-season tournament.
Might as well be the same thing.
Why do we got to do that? Just fucking play on the goddamn court. Is that the only way they can identify that you're playing a different type of game?
Even though
it's the same game?
You know what? That does help me. Differentiate.
Yeah, I guess no, it does.
I'm a casual.
I'm with Jake. It's tough to watch.
Well, we can't even watch it, so it doesn't fucking matter.
so it's all the other games, too.
Yeah,
true. Was it the 76ers game? That blue is so fucking blue.
Well, like, I get all the other channels.
The Nets court makes me think I'm having a stroke. I've lost color.
There's no color. I've lost.
Oh, God. What's wrong with me?
The fucking gall.
Jose, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Not political, but Tim Walz at AOC. I'm not sure if you guys saw them play Madden.
Oh, no.
No. Tell me more.
Dog walk the fuck out of them. It wouldn't even be close. 80 burger. Easy.
Do they play people? Or do they just
play? They played against each other.
Oh.
And it was bad.
Who'd they play? What? So Tim Walz was the Vikings?
I think so. It's probably Vikings Jets.
Vikings Jets or Giants.
It was bad. All I know is it'd be a historic ass whooping.
The Jets suck too.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
I would love to just see you cheese them. Just run every cheese play that.
I was watching it and thinking back to like, I beat Adam Cortez, rest in peace, like
RIP,
98-7 one time. And that's how bad it would be. Just four verts. Four verts.
You just had to throw in. From the grave.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Eat shit, Adam. Love you, Adam.
Guys, dog sitting for me. I don't know if you guys saw. I'm pretty sure he's been a dog sit for me before. Dog sitting for me is Jim Harbaugh. Did you guys see the videos of him in his khakis and his Chargers polo and wide receiver gloves? Part of the drill.
No.
In warm-ups, he's catching passes from Justin Herbert. And he like dropped a pass and like punished himself. Like he was mad at himself. Like that guy is.
I thought you were gonna talk about his like 7-8-9 joke.
No, I didn't hear it.
You didn't
seven,
see
eight,
this?
Nine. No.
He was like, oh, I'm quoting, I forget what coach he said. He's like, I'm quoting so and so coach, but you know, the middle of the season is super important. Game 6, 7, 8, 9. He's like, super important games. He's like, There's a joke about something like that. 7, 8, 9. Why is 6 afraid of 7? 7, 8, 9. He's like, yeah, important game. 6, 7, 8, 9. And like that was the whole thing. I was just like,
his inner dialogue. Just God.
I want to be in that brain. I
fucking love this guy.
Dude, I just, God damn it. I'm so envious of them. So yeah, Jim Harbaugh for being just a football loving lunatic. He could watch my dogs. Sam.
Not that guy.
Who can or cannot.
Can't wear dog sit?
Dog sit for you.
It's all negative, so. Not dog sitting for me this week is me. Oh. I did it again, guys.
What'd you do?
You might be up for Hall of Fame at this point.
Are you remodeling another bathroom?
Whole basement.
Oh, well.
Whole basement. She's underway. Having, you know, minor setbacks for major comebacks. Mm-hmm. You know, whole deal. Mm-hmm.
So it's episode.
Where are you at in this project?
Don't you fucking worry about where I'm at.
All right. So it's episode 108.
108. How long till the what basement's done?
What episode does Sam? This will be the title.
What do we qualify as done? Is the basement?
I can watch a game in the basement.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Like, but not on my phone.
Yeah, not on your phone. Like, we're sitting.
Okay.
And TV's mounted or it's on the floor?
You tell me. It's your basement. Mounted. When you say mounted. I'm done, I'm ready to watch a game.
Okay.
Here.
So the materials are off the floor,
cleaned up, dusted. Little plastic tabbies pulled off the thing.
Yep. Drop cloth is gone.
Gone. I don't want a drill sitting out because
you
just drilled something. I might not even want it to smell new.
Okay. All right.
Make it smell sweaty. I want to know you've been down there.
Shit stank.
All right. You said it 108. We're at 108.
Yeah. We'll miss a couple weeks because of holidays and stuff, but like episode 135.
Oh God, dude.
Oh, come on, brother. It's a whole basement.
You're giving me 6 months?
Oh, it needs to be longer?
No.
Oh.
If it's 6 months, then I'm moving.
How long the bathroom take? 3 months?
Almost. Damn near.
How many bathrooms do you fit in your basement?
Only one.
No, but I'm saying of that size, how many bathrooms?
Oh, this is open canvas though. Mm. This is a blank canvas.
Yeah, but tearing down is the easy part.
That's, see?
Yeah, but it's still steps.
117.
It's 108.
It's 108. Okay, so he's giving me 3 months. I'll take it.
I'll go long. 150.
Damn. 235.
Fun part is, I'm counting this one, we're 3 episodes in.
He is done traveling, though.
We're 3 episodes into the reno.
Okay.
Okay.
So
does that mean, like, you've just drawn it? Like, Or have you started framing?
Has this been submitted to architectural review?
Here.
Look at what he showed me. The man's just unbelievable.
That's great.
Swipe it up, dude. Swipe it up. Come on.
Oh. Ta-da.
Wait. You're moving.
Yeah, 118.
Okay, 118. So you've some framing has been done. You got some framing.
So we're there.
Like 3/4 of it.
Great podcasting.
Yeah. All right.
Great podcasting.
We're looking at a basement.
And there's lumber.
Yep.
Anchored to the floor and the walls.
Were you gaming while this happens?
I don't want to talk about it. It's tough.
Harry Potter and the
Stairs.
Do
you know what? You can't game if you're doing a basement.
Just
otherwise, it'll
up.
Be 170 before it's done. Oh, fuck, sorry.
Fucking right. Yeah. So this one's gonna be, this is a big one. But you know what? I thrive on playing myself.
You have a bar.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'd like one, but it's not a huge basement.
What do you mean? You don't know?
It's not. There's nothing permanent for a bar in the drawings so far.
Okay, so no, probably not.
Jake, who's this week's not that guy?
I'm sorry, stumbling here.
Drink.
I didn't know if we wanted to do a collective. Just Shane Waldron, Giselle.
Oh, literally time. Not that guy.
Just not that guy. I mean,
yeah. Like he was on staff. He was the OC.
It's more than him.
And now he's not the OC.
Therefore,
he's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
You know,
I'm with that.
My not that guy is going to still be Eberflus for yesterday saying, we're not making any changes right now. Yeah.
I could also, for the Cap and Hood phone interview, my cell phone.
That would, Cap went in on him.
Good for Cap. Good for Cap. There's a reason that that video or that clip was watched like a million times already or something. Like, you said what everybody's feeling. Like, just dog shit.
That's
also him.
Unbelievable.
Also him hollering for a landline. It's 2024. Dude, get a landline. It's like, wait, Cap. Wait,
that's not how that works. That's actually the wrong direction.
You're going the wrong way. Did you see he was on a, Cap was on some daytime show, I think the Greeny radio show. And like they cut to him. They're like, all right, and we'll talk to David Kaplan. And he didn't answer. Like, didn't answer. And they're like, are you kidding me? Is this really happening? And then he's like, no, I'm here. I'm here. He's like, I muted the phone with my face. It's like, it's fucking Cat.
It's like me with the voicemail.
Get a landline.
I don't know how to do this.
That's tough.
That's super good.
That's professional.
Tough bounce back.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 109. Oh, wait. Didn't Jose? Oh, sorry, Jose. Go ahead.
Not that guy.
Who's your not that guy?
Oh. Yeah. Who's that guy? Josh Giddey. I've been pleasantly surprised with Josh Giddey. I'm okay with it. I think we won that deal.
Well, yeah.
Yep. I'm happy.
From a business perspective.
See red. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But, yeah. No. Not cool.
Are you sure?
On the court, he's doing very well.
Keeping it.
He's not doing very well. He's doing okay.
Is he still getting booed every time he touches the ball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't watch the fucking games, so I can't. But
Dots don't boo. Dots don't boo.
Dots don't boo.
Yeah.
Dots only score points.
And get rebounds, too. It's always nice to see that.
Where'd you get that hat?
Jungle Concert.
I don't know
what
that
is. At the Salt Shed.
I love that venue.
It's so much fun.
Great venue.
Yep.
Jose's wearing a hat that just says Volcano. That's all it says. Volcano.
Big Sick Volcano
album.
Guy.
Sick album.
Big Volcano
Guy. this one went off the rails.
Like, it's like, I'm not even recording.
Run it back.
What is that?
It's wearing like an NFL hat to the NFL game.
Guys, that's a wrap on episode 109. Again, we'll be back next week. Episode 110. Yeah. We'll do a little recap of Bears Packers. I hope we...
Recap, huh?
I hope, yeah, look at me.
That's optimism.
I hope we find a way to win a game, and I hope that the vibe is better next week because things are bad, okay? See red.
See red.
Sam finishes basement, or the Bears win a football game?
Oh, fuck.
Which comes first?
Damn. If they lose that Seahawks game.
Oh, that's almost at the end of the season. It's December 26th.
That is
you
like
said like episode 150.
That might take you to next season. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, because then you got off season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think the Bears win a game, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Tune in to the Bear Minimum for your Sammy Stats basement update. You'll only get it here.
See red, bear down. I miss Dale. I love you guys.
Bears.
See red.
Bears.
Jake doesn't recycle.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, gon'
head get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy. Get down, girl,
gon' head get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice. No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.